You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
In the morning. I'm just throwing it in there.
It's John and Gordy.
It's John and Gordy.
At the break of dawn, get your coffee on.
Coffee.
John and Gordy on the radio.
Yeah.
92.7 is the place to go.
You know, the place to go is in the stands, the student stands. Boy,
really?
Some of them were almost naked out there.
What are you talking about?
I'm watching video of it right here. They have film.
Yeah.
Somebody recorded it in the stands out there. I mean, the students were running up to the top of the stand. The big
Camp Randall?
There's not a lot of students out there, but the ones that did appear, you said you saw this too, right?
I did, yes. I saw that too. And actually, my roommate went to the game, and he saw it for himself with his own two eyes. And yeah, it was legit.
Wait, were they
so
naked?
No naked people.
It wasn't. Just
guys in underwear.
In their boxers. Yeah. Just, I mean, what else do they have to root for, you know? So,
yeah. Okay. Just part of our world. Okay.
Just as weird as it can get. There's nothing else going on. They're not winning, so yeah. Why not?
Why not have a party?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy, along with Dominic Lee, our producer. 7 minutes past the hour. We've got clear to partly cloudy skies. It's chilly out there, 45 degrees. Rain this afternoon and this evening.
That's right.
The high near 50. Coming up in about a half hour, talking to Tom and Christy Manis, our friends who travel all over the state. They go all over the world, but they specialize in Wisconsin, and we'll find out what they've been up to lately.
They've been staycationing.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to something really important. This was one of the best speeches I've heard in a long time.
Okay.
This was at the No Kings rally.
Here in Madison?
At the Capitol, yes. Yeah. And he was like the first speaker. Hmm. And just blew everybody's socks off. Absolutely. This is Pastor and Judge Everett Mitchell.
Okay.
And I pieced this together. I got rid of some of the crowd noise and all this other stuff. So it's down to about 4 minutes and 50 seconds. But,
wow.
You know, it is so good. I got to pass it along to you. If you didn't hear it or you weren't there, this is the kind of talent that we have here in the Madison area. Judge Everett Mitchell, by the way, like Raphael Warnock, graduated from Morehouse College, so he's got some cred. And this was provided by Linda Ketchum. I want to thank her for sending this video along. Let's listen again to Judge Everett Mitchell. Great speech at the No Kings rally.
I recognize it causes many of us to question what kind of nation are we living. For many, this moment in our nation and our world feels monumental, if not suffocating. The air is thick with uncertainty. The anxiety being built after every 5-minute news cycle or tweet and breaking headline, changing from one controversial and consequential issue to the next, is leaving the most passionate advocate grasping for breath with little or no time to organize. I'm witnessing immigrant families living in the shadows of a nation built upon the DNA of the enslaved, the blood of the indigenous, the sweat of the Asian community, the hands of the immigrant, and the whip of injustice. Despite all of that, major cities are mounting the only line of defense. You got to learn how to organize. And yes, organize we must. The temptation in this moment is to sit idle, staring at the television and scrolling on your phone, tapping at the screen, just hoping that if we keep our heads underwater long enough, the shadow will pass and normal will return to our shores. But let me be the bearer of bad news. Whatever normal was, is, or could be is not returning to us. We are not going back. The only way is for us to go forward. Because right now, we are living in the redefinition of our democracy. Right now, our legal systems are being retooled, reconfigured, and realigned to incentivize ultimate power. from the United States Supreme Court all the way down to individual classrooms. The war for civil rights is being waged all over again. So as we stand here on King Street, it reminds us that the Voting Rights Act, the seminal legislation that sought to protect my vote, the black vote, your vote, everybody's vote of the marginalized, is being sliced and diced from one justice to the next. And for what purpose? Yeah, you better boo about that. And for what purpose? If we think it is merely an attack on voting, you are missing the larger picture. This is about power, about consolidating it into the hands of a few who can control the outcome before it happens. So this is not new territory, Wisconsin. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., in his letter from the Birmingham jail, offered an intellectual blueprint for how institutions consolidate power while people wait. Dr. King smuggled from his cell. He said, for years now, I've heard the word wait. And it rings in the ear of every Negro with piercing familiarity, this idea that wait almost means never. And we must come to see that justice too long delayed is justice denied. So this is the message I want you to consider. How are we using our time? Yes, time. Yes, time. How are you spending your time? Because make no mistake, our time is being stolen with algorithmic precision. Time. Woo! Attention spans. Time. Reading durability. Time. The capacity to sit, think, refocus, and reimagine the world. Time is being stolen. The calmness that allows for creativity to find us. Time is being taken away. And after scrolling for 30 seconds, it teaches a generation that if you don't want to face hard things, just scroll to the next one. And the feed keeps feeding us. It stars the very story that we need time to understand. And while we scroll, the system tightens. The black unemployment rate rises to the level that it was in 1968 as DEI programs are being gutted. 350,000 black women have lost their jobs in spaces that were created to bring inclusion. And why is this the moment? Because I gotta remind you right now, Wisconsin, now is that time. Because if now is not the time, I don't never know when time is. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time for us to wake up, the time to stand up, the time to build up, the time to sing up, the time to live up, the time to read up. I joined with my community because while I may not know Spanish, I know si se puede. And that means, yes, we
beautiful. Wow. Just unbelievable. Just I get goosebumps every time I hear that.
Justice Everett Mitchell.
Yes. Wow. That's... Yes. It's a pastor and a new judge. Hmm. So great speech.
Amazing. So that what was at time. The No Kings rally.
Yeah. At the Capitol on Saturday. It was just a fantastic time. I know Earl Ingram and Maggie had been involved as speakers in Milwaukee at their No Kings Day rally.
Yeah. That's...
Wow.
That was an electric moment.
I hope you
there.
Enjoyed it. I know it was a little long, but it didn't seem long to me. I mean, it was a great message.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And all the way around the world in Paris, France.
Yeah? What happened there?
They were also having a No King's Day, and this is what they were singing, Cut 170. Let's listen to this. So that's what they were singing over there in Paris, France.
Yeah,
No King's Day. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, emotional. Yeah.
Also, Mallory McMorrow, she's a state senator, but she's running for the U.S. Senate, and she went out into the crowd on No King's Day and did a few interviews, asked people what they thought. Let's listen to this. She's pretty good. Let's listen.
Donald Trump and the Republicans are telling Americans that protesters are being paid to be at No Kings protests. So we came to a No Kings protest to find out. How much are you paid to be here today?
Absolutely zero.
Zippo, zero, nada.
I wasn't paid a penny. It was my pleasure.
I actually had to spend over $100 in this junk to be here.
A whopping $0.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Came out for free.
$0.
$0.
I see a shirt that I think gives me the answer. How much were you paid to be here?
Zilch.
I'm a registered Republican, and I am not paid to be out here.
Not paid $0?
$0.
So are you telling me that Donald Trump might have lied about this?
This? Everything, pretty much?
Why are you here today?
To defend democracy.
Defend democracy and labor rights?
Labor rights, absolutely. Yep.
So we came out here and we talked to dozens of people, and we couldn't find a single person who was paid. So I don't know who Donald Trump is talking about, but we found a lot of people with a lot of good reasons to be out here protesting for our country.
Mm. All right.
There you have it.
She's good, isn't she?
Yes.
She's running for the U.S. Senate. I think she deserves to be there. She is a state senator in Michigan. And great stuff right there. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right. The No Kings Day, it was an exciting time. It really was. And a lot of people were there. Catherine was hanging out in the march.
In fact, I think we have some sound. I just sent you something here, Don.
Oh. All right.
Moments ago. She was out before the rally. And she was telling me that, this as the march was coming up East Washington,
yes,
that was an amazing sight. In fact, there was some video on Rachel Maddow last night from Madison.
Oh.
That high-speed video of the marchers. They showed that on Maddow.
Ben Winkler.
Oh, did he make that?
Ben Winkler did that. He walked through the crowd and he put it on fast forward.
Right.
And it was just real. Wow, that was really impressive.
Yeah, they showed that on Mano.
That was really good.
Night.
We were going to post that. Duh.
And Catherine was talking with some protesters. This was right at the early part of the rally.
All right.
Let's listen to that. You got that? Do we have it? Okay, stand by.
It's not coming up.
Do you have it, Doc? There we go. A little bit of sound there.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was, people really came together on this one and pretty emotional at some points.
It was. And my son got a great shot of the movement up East Washington Avenue.
Yeah,
he was at the very top of the Capitol.
He climbed to the top of the rotunda.
The Capitol was open.
Yeah.
And he was up there in the rotunda on one of the balconies before they closed it off and recorded it. It was just, wow. That kid, a lot of those after school tours really help. We're going to come back in just a few moments. We have something from the dark left, and it's about fascism and how easy it is to just make it normal.
Okay,
we'll get to that.
All right, and coming up in about 15 minutes, we will visit with Tom and Christy Manis. They travel all over the state of Wisconsin, and they're going to share with us some of the things to do this time of year. It's coming up on John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
A theme song.
Mm-hmm.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. John Peterson, Gordy Young, and Don at the controls.
22 past the hour. It's 45 degrees. It's chilly out there this morning. It's going to get windy again today And look for rain this afternoon and this evening, a high of just 50 degrees today.
All right. We're going to get to the dark left in just a moment. But first, let's go to the phone lines. And we got Joe waiting for us. Joe, what do you got?
Good morning.
Thank you so much for that speech that you had previously from Mr. Mitchell. That was just absolutely stunning. And love to have you return to that again at other occasions, because what he had to say was just very, very inspiring.
It was, yeah.
I wanted to own up to a mistake that I made on air yesterday when I was speaking about Representative Grijalva from Arizona. She is the Speaker Johnson refuses to swear her in because once she's in, of course, that vote can happen that allows the Epstein files to be voted on. And boy, he does not want that.
No.
So his latest is to say, I had said that she doesn't have keys, you know, she can't get in her office. I was wrong about that. She can get into her office. However, once she gets into her office, she doesn't have squat. She doesn't have government email, no budget to hire people, no computers, no phones, no government website. She can't do constituent services such as helping people with the VA or IRS or Social Security problems, which is a big part of what representatives do, because she's not been sworn in. And I just think, go ahead and do your job.
Yeah.
But, you know, the phones don't work, the computers don't work, you don't have a staff. But go ahead and do your job. That's where he believes that she should be going. And I wanted to let people know that the AG of Arizona is looking at this situation and the fact that those people don't have representation and looking at a lawsuit. And it gets very interesting because you get into the weeds about who can actually swear a member in. And there was some talk by a representative from the Cato Institute, a very conservative institute, that said, you know, technically a notary public could do it, because what you're saying is you affirm that you're going to, you know, honor the Constitution, all of the things that are part of that. And it is customary to have the speaker do it. And some would say legal by some points. And this is where this is going to blow up. There's going to be a big lawsuit about who can actually swear her in. And I thought, this is what we're spending our time on.
Yeah.
I cannot even believe it. It's just, we're going to be spending our resources on, can you swear in a person who has been voted in by her people? It's a shameful.
It really
just
is.
It's shameful.
Just outrageous.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Joe. Thank you,
Joe.
It's not normal.
No.
I can't think of any other case like this.
Yeah.
This has never happened before.
No, they usually rush these people in.
Yes.
And swear him in immediately, no matter what.
Right.
Government shutdown or not, doesn't really matter when. Yeah, this is a definite lawsuit. Now, let's go to the dark left, and I don't know who this guy is. I think he's from Wisconsin because he's got a Wisconsin-type team hat on, stuff on the back wall. So whoever he is, he's good, and he's talking about fascism, and it's how it becomes normalized in society. This is really good. Check this out.
Okay.
Pay attention for a moment. I want you to look at these photos. What's important about them isn't what you see. It's what you don't see. These are pictures of Berlin. They were taken during the height of fascism in Nazi Germany. No insanity or chaos on every corner. Just people buying bread or reading the newspaper or going to work. And that's the point. Fascism doesn't necessarily look like chaos. It looks like normal life, while something evil spreads quietly underneath it. See, a lot of people say today, well, my town looks normal and my life's the same. But that's not how it works. Sure, they see the chaos on TV, but then they turn the TV off, walk outside, and say everything looks fine. They drive to work and traffic's still bad. That's how it fools you. Fascism doesn't look like a movie. It looks like your morning commute. And too many opt to ignore what the Trump regime is doing because it's easier for them to sleep believing there's no way we're headed towards 1930s Germany than to admit that this administration's actions are of a fascist nature. For fascism to work, it needs your comfort, your avoidance. It needs you to look away and think everything is fine, because that's how it wins, by quietly taking your freedom while convincing you that you still have it.
Now, I got to say that when I heard that, for the rest of the day, I was very uncomfortable, and I kept coming back to that.
Yeah,
everything is normal. Everything's just fine.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's happened. I'm going out shopping later on.
You still go to Costco. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines again. Hey, it's good to hear from Pizza Box Mike.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good morning, Pizza Box Mike.
Great. Yeah, no, I got to tell you, I talked to Everett Mitchell, right? I guess moments before he spoke, you know, because I used to see him in the street all the time when I was in the fight for 15, Voces de la Frontera, Poor People's Campaign, mm-hmm. and the guy just lit a fire under me, man. I'm ready to go again. This is this is the time. I mean, we said that back in 2011 and 12.
Oh, I know.
If we don't stop this now, we're going to be a fascist nation. And, of course, we were criticized for calling people Nazis who practice Nazism. I mean, I'm tired of these clowns asking me to define it. Open your dictionary, clown. It's right in there.
Yeah, it really is. And, in fact, it's all around as well. Yeah, I appreciate
thank you,
the
Mike.
Call, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Yeah, it's creeping into our society, but
it is.
It is. And it's a chilling effect.
And we see it all the time. People dragged out of their houses, out of their cars, taken into unmarked vehicles by masked men, and they disappear and...
We are
outraged
going.
By it, and it really is. It's the visual part of it that we're seeing that's just outrageous. But yeah. at the same time, we go along our lives, we're shopping, we're doing stuff, all and it's becoming normalized. We are accidentally normalizing fascism by yeah. not having it in front of us constantly yeah. and a reminder of it. Mm. So it's like scrolling, you know. You move on to the next story.
Yeah.
If you're uncomfortable with the story you're on, you scroll.
There's no beginning or end to it. You just keep scrolling and rolling along. Yeah.
yeah. Wow.
Scary times.
All right. Well, we're going to get to less scary times.
That's right. Yes. Well, right around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll take a break from all the politics here for a while and talk to Tom and Christy Manis.
Explore Wisconsin.
Yes. They go all over the state. They go all over the world. But we're going to focus in on what's happening in Wisconsin, especially this time of year with all the fall leaves changing colors and fun things you can do around the state. That's coming up. After we check in with the Midwest Food and Farm Report, stay with us for more of John and Gordy, WMDX.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Dom at the controls. Keep that up. Keep it up. I want to hear the gas.
Yeah. Here we go.
There you go.
I feel better when that happens. 7:35. clear to partly cloudy skies this morning. Look for rain this afternoon. High near 50 today. That's it. And it's going to be really windy tonight. With the showers and moving on through, and then weather, it just clears up and gets nicer for the rest of the week.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. this time of year when it's fall, you know, the leaves are changing. You want to travel around the state. Who better to talk to this time of year than Tom and Christy Manis? They are the authors of a couple of books. One of them is Secret Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What's the other book titled?
Historic Wisconsin Roadsides.
There we go.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's good to have you back again.
Two great
hey,
books.
Guys.
Really
go.
Have to check them
we
out.
We love coming to see you guys.
You don't, now, you got up at what hour did you start traveling from where you live?
Well, we left Eau Claire at 3:30.
3:30. Thanks for making the effort to come down here. Talk to us for 20 minutes.
It's always fun.
We,
I mean,
we could always stream you in here, but next time we're going to set up a tent in the lobby so you can, you know,
you
camp out
like
a little bit overnight.
Ago.
It's a great idea.
You're roaming around the office. Did you find anything out there? Did you find some snacks and some coffee?
Well, somebody needs to restock the Snickers.
Now they do, right?
Okay. I agree.
I only found one.
All right.
Okay.
Well, at least there was one left for you.
Okay.
But now let's get to some of the, you know, besides just the books that you have here, you've got some new things for us here. And I believe this is one of the great times of the year for me anyway. I love Halloween. Yeah. I love ghost stories. I love all of that, the trappings. Unfortunately, we don't get many ghost guests in here. You know, I wish we could at least talk about spirit world and you know, hunting them down and stuff like that. But you've got something for us, right?
You've got some.
Where do you go if you want some
haunting
kind of stuff?
When it comes to hauntings.
Yeah.
Well, there's this unique place in, do you say it, Wanawak?
Yeah, Wanawak. Yeah. Get right close to that mic there,
yeah,
Christy.
The spiritual camp.
Oh, sure. Oh, I've
Are you familiar with this?
I've heard about this. Yes, my sister lives in Reedsburg, and they've yes, they've been talking about this for a couple of decades. There's a spiritual camp up there.
Does she call it Spook Hill? That's what the locals call it.
Spook Hill, okay.
Wow. Now, see, I never knew about it, and I just learned about it.
Well, Gordy never tells anybody anything.
Well, I don't know much about it, but I've heard about it. I don't know what they they really do
let's
there.
Find
I guess
out.
They have seances.
Yes.
And if the spirits are coming, that's where they're going for the most part. Yeah. Oh, I like the music.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Thank you.
You can stay there. They have rustic cabins. I'm not going to stay there.
But one of the cabins is lucky number 13.
Oh. Ooh.
And it has a light bulb on the door that has been glowing steadily for like 30 to 40 years.
Yes.
Wow.
So they call it the living spirit. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That is scary.
I'm scared.
Yeah. I wonder if my dad said he stayed at a motel where it was haunted as well. And, you know, it was a pain in the ass dealing with ghosts, but, you know, he did.
Now, I don't know, is this Waniwak, is this open to the public? Yeah. Or
can,
is
it
this
is.
Go there? It is.
Yes. You can go and walk the grounds. It's free. Supposedly, spirits live in the forest.
Yeah.
See, you guys going? I'm not.
I would do it in a half second.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, have you been down to the Orpheum?
Yes.
You know that's haunted, right?
Right next to us here?
Yeah.
Yeah, right on the block. That's haunted.
Yeah. There's supposedly a teenage Usher fell from the balcony and still can be seen sitting in a seat when there's nobody there.
Yeah.
But if you walk in and see him, he disappears. The projectionist from way back when committed suicide in the projection room.
Oh, jeez.
And he haunts the place. And the way he does it is he moves things. So there's things that are constantly moving around.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, that's right down the road.
I've seen a few movies at the Orpheum, and
I have too.
And I would have, sometimes the sound and the visuals are so bad that I feel like I've died, and I think my spirit still haunts some of the seating area. But they've improved the sound and audio and everything, and that's a beautiful theater
right now. Is it open again?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's a very active theater.
Yeah. They have comedians in there. They have special guests all the time down there.
They had Elvis Costello the other night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have lots of big acts there.
But you can see the ghost of me.
Okay.
Still traumatized by some of the audio of the movies I've seen.
How was the focus? Was the focus okay?
The focus was bad, too. It was not a good theater at the point.
Now up near us, just outside of Eau Claire, there is an elk mound. If you're driving on the interstate, it's on the north side. You can see a big flag. It's a two-story castle with a lookout on the top.
Wow.
But it's in our Secret Wisconsin book. But this Elk Mound Castle is what it's called. It was dedicated to dead postal employees. And what they did is, underneath the flagpole, they have every single rural route. I think, if I remember right, there might have been 13. Don't hold me to that number. But they have dirt from each of those rural routes underneath the flag.
Wow, nice.
And it has an incredible view. You can, walk up to roof, look it out. But it's also rumored to be haunted. The rumor is a family was there and a ghost or somebody, as they were walking down the stairs, pushed the wife down the stairs.
Oh.
And they witnessed it. And they said, there was nobody around, but it was obvious something pushed her. And it has, weird sounds at night, also weird lights at night, screams in the woods, things like that. So
where is this?
It's an elk mound. It's just west of Eau Claire, a few miles.
Okay.
Right off the interstate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's scary.
Okay.
All right.
Well, anything dealing with postal employees is scary.
Matt, are you listening?
Yeah, our caller Matt works for the post office. Okay. Next, what else you got?
Well,
up around Baraboo, I know they have a lot of ghosts too. We've talked about that a number of times.
Well, isn't there a bar that's pretty well haunted? It's like the most haunted place in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it, though.
Oh, man.
Is that near Baraboo?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it. Okay.
Well, down by Delavan.
Yeah. Delavan? About that.
There's what's that?
There's the Circus Cemetery.
In Delavan?
Right. Crown Cemetery?
There's two cemeteries. And both of them have, you know, I mean, it was a huge wintering home for circus performers and stuff. And so both of the cemeteries have a lot of circus performers there. And each one is marked with a sign. You know, it tells about the performer and the name and so forth. But it's also haunted.
Hmm.
Now, that's scary. If you think about it, clowns haunting.
I know. That is a frightening thought right there, you know.
Spring Grove Cemetery.
And St. Andrews is the other one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I there was a movie way back when in the 60s called Circus of Horrors. Yes, ooh. I remember that. Yeah. And then, of course, there's Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh. Well, that sounds interesting.
That is actually a really great movie.
Okay, I never would have guessed.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be something like a Sharknado movie.
It isn't. But the clowns are just really the scariest looking clowns you'll ever see.
Well, I don't like any clowns, so I don't want to see a scary clown.
So
I'm not going to. Now
I'm looking looking at this Delavan Cemetery, and they're talking about. Okay, people have claimed to see ghosts of acrobats, clowns, and even horses wandering through the cemetery at night.
Yeah, if you want a unique haunted experience,
that's
definitely one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Delavan Spring Grove Cemetery.
And those are in our Historic Wisconsin Roadsides book.
And I believe that they pass out 3D glasses at the gate. I'm just thinking of, Could 13 be. Ghosts. They had a circus performer who put his head in the mouth of a lion.
Yeah,
and the lion chomped down on his head.
Didn't work out that time.
Well, ironically, at the park, Tower Park in Delavan, they have a bubbler that's the mouth of a lion.
Well,
really?
See, there you put your put your head in that.
It's kind of scary now.
Now I'm not even going to do that.
Okay,
and you know it's obviously a fall. What else you got for us?
Have you guys been to the Wonder Bar?
Yes.
It recently closed.
Where's that?
That was on Olin and John Olin.
Right here in town.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah. Tell us about that.
That was a really cool place.
It was.
Right near the Coliseum.
Right.
Yeah. It looks really cool. We haven't been there, but it looks really cool.
It's a really old building.
Yeah. It's got a lot of history.
Yeah.
It was the gangster. Yeah. They bought it in 1929.
Mm. So it was a competitor for. Who was it? The gangster in Chicago.
Al Capone.
Al Capone. Thank you. Oh, yeah. How can I forget that?
Yeah.
It was a competitor for him.
Really?
In the North Chicago area. Well, he sent his brother up to open the North Tower. And so it had, if you remember, it had the turrets on both sides.
Yes.
And they had little slots for the Tommy machine guns.
Yeah,
they
could
spell really easy. And there's a lot of things that happened at this Wonder Bar. One is underneath it, it said that there was a tunnel that went to Lake Mendota where a lot of people supposedly lost their lives that crossed them.
Hmm.
And also, one of the brothers is, he disappeared, and they think that he's buried or was buried in the walls on the second floor next to the fireplace.
So it was notoriously haunted for years until it shut down. And
major mafia names also visited. Babyface Nelson. I mean, all the big names.
Oh, man.
They used to frequent.
Now, I think I've passed by there. It's still there. It's just vacant, right?
Yeah,
right.
It's vacant.
It's boarded up.
Yeah.
We're talking with Tom and Christy Maness. You guys travel all over Wisconsin. Getting some texts here about it was the old Baraboo Inn in Baraboo. That's
okay,
the bar.
Yeah.
And that's still there. And that still opens for haunted tours you can still drink there, too. And the Church Key in Madison, just down the street on University Avenue.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's another one. Never thought about that one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anything else this time of year as far as, the leaves are changing. We can talk about more haunted things if you have them. But
we have all kinds of stuff we can talk about.
Well, this time of year, the leaves are changing. Where I know a lot of people head to Door County, but there are other places, of course, everywhere.
Oh, yeah,
Wisconsin.
Yeah,
check out the
beautiful. And if you know us, you know that we like the things that don't necessarily show up on the first few pages of Google search. Like,
right.
You know, the Dells, Door Counties, you know, things like that.
Well,
like
yeah, let's go a little deeper.
I found one, you know, it's the boy with the leaking boot in Stevens Point.
Yeah, what's that about?
Yeah, that, you know, we just love weird things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, tell us about that.
Well, Stevens Point bought the boy with the leaky boot in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And
what is it? What is a boy with a leaky boot?
It's a statue.
We've got a minute here, but keep going.
It's a statue.
Yeah.
And it pours water out. And supposedly it was from like the Civil War or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, Stevens Point got it. It was in disrepair. It used to be in the center of Stevens Point. The fire department took it over, put it in front of fire station number one.
Okay. Downtown.
Yeah. Yep. And the original is in the basement because people, with the campus there, people kept stealing it, decapitating it, whatnot.
Darn students,
so they put.
I mean, come on.
I know. So May through August, it's out. Other times, it's in the basement.
They have to bring it in during school.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is such a cool thing to see.
All right.
I'm going to have to look for that.
All right. Can you stick around a couple more minutes here? All right. We're going to keep Tom and Christy with us. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy right after this on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Great song. I love this. Tom and Christy Manis are with us today. They have a couple of books out, Secret Wisconsin and Roadsides. What is it?
Historic Wisconsin Historic Roadsides.
Roadsides. Okay.
That was close.
Yeah. Don't have it in front of me.
92.7 WMDX. A few more minutes here with Tom and Christy. So let's talk a little bit more about, we mentioned yo-yos. We were talking about yo-yos during the break. And you brought in a yo-yo with us to remind us.
That's right. Everybody loves a yo-yo.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, it's a wonderful story about Dunkin' Yo-Yos.
It is. From 1946 to 1964, they were made in a little town in northwestern Wisconsin called Luck.
Luck?
Luck.
Mm-hmm.
Population 900.
900.
Wow.
Everybody worked there. And they made about 70,000 yo-yos a day.
A day?
Yeah. A day. 20 million a year during those years.
Now, this is before cell phones.
So, obviously.
We had nothing else to do.
Play with your yo-yo.
Play with our yo-yos. Mm-hmm. I have a huge collection of Dunkin' yo-yos.
Of
I was really into it. I was not that good, but I really tried to be that good. Yeah. Some lit up. They had sparkles in it.
Oh.
Of course, they went up there in Luck, Wisconsin because of the wood.
They did because they were made of wood at the time.
Sure.
And maple is what they wanted, the hardwood. So that was the ideal wood for the yo-yos.
And the reason they shut down is they started to lose popularity. So a company, Flambeau, bought them.
Oh.
And made them out of the plastic that it is today. And I believe
Flambeau is in Baraboo, I believe.
Yeah, Wisconsin company.
Oh, yeah. It's still a good company.
They make tackle boxes and
all kinds of
stuff like that.
Yeah. Huh.
There's a museum there. You can go see the museum.
The world's largest yo-yo is in the museum.
It's actually, it's a
small. Where, in Luck? Or
in Luck.
In Luck.
In
yes.
Luck.
The world's
in the
how big is the largest yo-yo?
Oh,
pretty darn big.
Okay. Waist high, maybe.
Yes.
Now, the thing is, they were made out of wood initially, but wasn't it Duncan, what's his first name?
Don Duncan.
Don Duncan, wasn't he in the ads? For Dunkin' Yo-Yo for a while?
Wow, I think so. He was also, invented or created the Good Humor.
Good Humor.
Yeah, with the ice cream.
Yes.
And the ice cream.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's
really?
Something else too, yeah.
And they moved the factory from Chicago to Luck because they could find workers for one, but it's also right there where the wood was.
Yeah. And then I was wondering, did they change the plastic and the plastics and the acrylics while he was still in charge of it, or was it just Flambeau
at
that point?
It was after that.
All right, just had to know. No one cares.
No, come on, we care, right?
Well, yeah, we were talking about tops, too. At the same time they had the yo-yo craze
tops.
Going on, we had
Marbles,
tops. Now, you said the
jacks.
Yo-yo is still very popular. Where is it popular still?
In the Philippines.
Okay, all right.
It's crazy popular in the Philippines.
Really? Wow. And they're doing all the tricks.
Yeah. Why would that be?
Really That's keeping weird. It going.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Anything else? What do we got? A couple of more minutes
Anything
here.
Else?
Oh, cozy in.
Yeah, a cozy.
Yes, that's what we were going to talk about. Yeah. Okay.
So the Luck Yo-Yo Museum is in our book, Secret Wisconsin, as is the Cozy Inn in Janesville. And the Cozy Inn is a Chinese restaurant that everybody drives by, you know, every day. But it's the second oldest Chinese restaurant in the same location in the United States. And it's also the oldest Chinese restaurant in Wisconsin.
Wow.
But the thing is, we called it traveling egg rolls because people are, they're notorious for ordering, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, even 100 egg rolls at a time.
What?
To take back on the plane when they go home or in the car on a road trip in coolers. And they're that famous. And we actually had a friend of ours in Northwest Wisconsin. She came down here and bought 48, put them in the cooler because she's doing everything in the book. Or they're doing everything in the book.
Wow.
Okay.
And they invited us over for dinner and shared them. But the story not only is about the egg rolls. The owner's mom was a famous Chinese chef at Toy's Chinese Restaurant in Milwaukee. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, sure.
Mm. Cool. I think it was a 6-story building, but that's also in our new book coming up in the spring. But she wanted to buy a restaurant, so she found the one and knew the people that owned the Janesville restaurant, the Cozy Inn. She bought it. Her kids grew up there as teenagers. But an interesting fact with this is Tom Fong and his wife Amanda, Tom is the son, they run it now, and his dad was one of six Chinese survivors from the Titanic. Mm-hmm. And they said that he was the last person rescued from the wreck. They found him floating on the door, strapped on what they think was a stateroom door, but he was strapped on with a belt. So there's a lot of history there. But the thing is, when you pass something, you have to look deeper and go, is there a story here? Sometimes there's not, but oftentimes things you pass every day have a story that would blow you away.
Yeah, that's really interesting because it's there and you discovered it in some way, shape, or form because other people have discovered it. How are the egg rolls, though?
Oh, they're incredible.
They're very good.
They must be really good.
Are they big, small,
Oh, they're
long?
Big.
They're big.
Okay.
They're handmade every day.
No kidding.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a 2-day recipe. And they have a hint of peanut butter. That's kind
what
of
mean a 2-day recipe.
Yeah,
it takes two days to make.
It does. It's a family recipe that takes 2 days.
Wow. Okay.
And it's not like the process once you get now and you get off the truck.
Oh,
It's actual, you know, cabbage and pork and stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you want to see more about it, we do a show with NBC or TMJ4 NBC Milwaukee where we take Stephanie Brown around to these places, and introduce them to them, and Cozy Inn was one of them. So you
Very
can
cool.
learn
That's
more
great.
About
I'll have to look for that. Definitely.
All right. Well, we're out of time, but Tom and Chris, do you have a new book coming out in the spring?
Yeah,
What's that?
Tell us about that.
What's the name of it?
It's Lost Treasures of Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's about things that aren't here anymore, but everybody has good memories of.
And if people want to find out more, how do they find out? You got Facebook?
You can go to, Tom and Christy Maness on Instagram. Our website is smalltownplussize.com. You can order the books from our publisher, Reedy Press. Just do a search for us. You'll find us everywhere.
Very good. Tom and Christy Maness. Christy with a K if you're Googling, okay?
That's right.
Right? Okay.
And Reedy Press is R-E-E-D-Y.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Come back.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, anytime.
Always fun.
Really?
Wild,
you want to come back tomorrow? Or?
Yeah,
sure.
No.
Drive back down.
Okay. Oh, we love coming down.
So. All right. That's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next tomorrow on our show. Mike McCabe will join us because it's Wednesday. Okay?
All right.
Have a great day, John.
All right. I will.
Okay.
Tom. See you later.
So long, everybody. So long.
Christy, Tom.
Yeah.
Good day.
Good to have you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.